Welcome to Garrett's World. Garrett's World. Asperger and me. A podcast dedicated to dealing successfully with Asperger syndrome in our everyday lives. Join us for a new subject where Garrett explains how he deals with Asperger syndrome in his own life. And now, here's your host, Gareth Edwards.
Hello, and welcome to Gareth's World, Asperger's and Me. And in this episode, I talk about how I talk with other people with Asperger's syndrome. This is not commonly a situation that most people with the condition find themselves in. And up to recently, I would have been in the same situation. However, as I have mentioned, I joined the Asperger support group in Kingston and attended quite a lot of their social events. These social events are held by a group of people like myself to meet others, and also held with the coordinators present as well. Now, like all people, those with the condition are very different people. They can range from the very loud to the very quiet. When I do talk to them, I allow them to go off on tangents or to repeat themselves, as this is quite common. Also, they may have odd tics and mannerisms, which I do black out. I find it fascinating to talk to them and find out their quirks and their obsessions. One thing that comes across often when talking to them is when I speak to them, most surprised how placid and not so limited by my condition I am. In fact, on one occasion recently, one of the helpers for another person with the condition mentioned that she didn't even think I had the condition. I explained that I did have the condition, but also I've taken it on as more of a challenge and to see how I can cope with it better. Plus, because I was diagnosed late, and I've grown up not knowing about the condition, I haven't let it hold me back in different ways.
Hey, Gareth, this is Rick Moyer from the Taking With You podcast. My wife and I do a podcast every week, as you know, because you're a listener, that just talks about all sorts of geeky things. We throw in a dose of spirituality and all that jazz, and just talk about some cool stuff. And you're invited. Anybody listening to your show is invited to come listen to our show. It's free. Go to iTunes and type in Take Him With You or Rick Moyer, and you'll find it. Gareth, I love what you're doing with your stuff. Keep it up, man. And thanks.
So what's the latest with me? Well, actually quite a bit actually has happened. First of all, I've had a change of PCs from the Vista to the Windows 8. Now, Windows 8 is a very odd interface to get the hang of for the moment. I'm still learning quirks and tricks and tips and bits as I go along. This has meant delays in my Let's Plays on my YouTube channel, which I will get back to very soon. After a few appearances on Highway to Mars, Stefan has asked me to become part of the co-hosting team there. My role is to talk about sci-fi and computer games. And by the time this is out, my first one will be on Portal 1 and 2 with a good friend of mine called King Isaac Linkser. You will find this and many other episodes at highwaytomars.com. Talking of guest appearances, I also recently appeared on Rick Moyer's 200th episode of his excellent podcast, Taking With You, where he had a live conversation to chat with listeners of the show. I joined him, Amy, and many others who have heard the show and to chat about it. It was a blast. And finally, you may have noticed that some of the older episodes of this podcast have been deleted from the feed. Unfortunately, this is because Gareth's World is only hosted on a free Podbean account, which means I have to delete older episodes to make way for new ones. However, I have kept a copy of all the episodes I have recorded so far. If you're after a copy of these, then please do send me an email and I will link it up in to you via an email, or send you to the link in my Dropbox account so you can pick it up from there. I actually have a piece of feedback. This is mainly because I have signed up to a Facebook group called Asperger's Friendship Network recently. On there you are asked to introduce yourself and what you do and how you cope with the condition and what, and every so often they pose up good questions. I introduced myself to everybody else and got quite a few replies there. One such reply, and the one I want to actually reference to, is a man called Stephen Kariski, I think that's how he would pronounce his name, sorry if I'm butchering that. And he says, "Hi Gareth, I just subscribed, but the first two podcasts are unavailable on iTunes and Podbean. What happened? Thanks for the rest of the podcast, which I will listen to very soon." Well, hopefully by now you have actually heard these episodes. If not, there's no pressure. There's never any pressure to listen to them. I'm glad that you've actually subscribed to the podcast. And as I said earlier in this podcast and replied to you on the Facebook post, that yes, I've had to delete them, and yes, unfortunately, that's because this is a free Podbean account. And also, I've said to him, and I'll say again here, if you want to get a hold of the original episodes, then please just email me. I can give them to you, no questions asked, and still free of charge. So that's it for this episode of Gareth's World Podcast. Next time I will be discussing the topic of making and keeping good friends when having Asperger's syndrome. So thank you as ever for listening to Gareth's World.
Thanks for joining us for Gareth's World, Asperger and Me, a podcast dedicated to talking about how to successfully manage Asperger's syndrome in our everyday lives, with your host, Gareth Edwards. Gareth would love to hear from you. If you'd like to write to him at gworldpod@gmail.com. That's gworldpod@gmail.com. And thanks for joining us for Gareth's World.
Do you remember playing great PC games like King's Quest, Command & Conquer, and X-Wing? Do you remember spending hours tweaking your config sys and autoexec bat files to eke out just one more K of conventional memory? If you do, then you may be interested in my show, The Upper Memory Block. Every 2 weeks, we talk in-depth about a game, game series, company, or technology from the DOS and pre-Windows XP gaming era. We'll discuss the story, gameplay, and technology of the games of the time. But more importantly, we're going to focus on what made each game special, interesting stories from their development, and how they shaped what PC gaming is today. If you remember gaming in the late 80s and early 90s, or you're interested in finding out more about it, come join your host Joe in the Upper Memory Block. That's the Upper Memory Block podcast at umbcast.com, or find it on iTunes.
On September 22, 2004, Oceanic Flight 815 left Sydney, Australia, bound for Los Angeles, and crashed on a remote and mysterious island somewhere in the South Pacific. The survivors quickly realized this was no ordinary island.
The groundbreaking Emmy Award-winning drama Lost ran on ABC television from September 22, 2004 to May 23, 2010, and remains to this day one of the greatest television series of all time. Relive every moment of this amazing series as we reopen the hatch and take you deep inside each episode of this epic series. My name is Joyce.
And I'm Al. And on our show, Lost Flight 815, we'll cover each episode of this immensely popular series in a unique way. We'll watch the show as we record and share our thoughts and Lost facts while you listen to the episode with us.
So tune in to the Lost 815 podcast and visit us on the web at www.lostflight815.com and relive one of the greatest shows of all time.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at LostFlight815.
Do you ever wish you could go back in time? Join me on Out of Range Podcast, and you almost can, when I rediscover childhood favourites from TV, movies, toys, comic books, and much more. The usually irregular, but always entertaining geeky media show, Out of Range, can be found at dangelus.com/out of range. Search for Out of Range in iTunes or the podcast app of your choice.